Did you know X-Ray FM has a newsletter where you can stay up to date on everything the station is doing and some of the coolest events in town? We cover concerts, programming to watch, station updates, and plenty more. Stay in the know by signing up at xray.fm/newsletter.
All right, you're listening to X-Ray FM. And I'm DJ Wednesday. This is Six Beats Under KXRY Portland 91.1 and 107.1 on the FM band. If you are listening to Halem Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, it is 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Don't touch that dial, because in a matter of moments, we've got the group Kalai in the studio. We're going to talk about Dream Gaze. We're going to talk about new music. We're going to talk about shoegaze. In the meantime, this is 10 Million Lights right here at X-Ray FM and Six Beats Under. Some 10 Million Lights there doing a track called Snowdrift off their album Into Nothing. Joining me in the studio is Kate and Brian from Kalai. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Great to be here again.
Thanks for having us.
So you're here because we're going to talk about some live shows that you got in the mix, one in which is this coming Thursday, which is a part of an event. It's at Swan Dive. It's an event called Dream Gaze PDX. Not only are you performing, but you all are sort of the behind-the-scenes coordinators, collaborators, think tankers, I don't know what you want to call it, of Dream Gaze. So
we are part of the demented souls that would think that putting on a music festival sounds like a good idea, right?
It sounds much better on paper, you know?
Yeah, actually, when you start putting things down on paper, it starts making less and less sense.
Yeah.
We are seriously deranged, but in a good way, you know, building community, bringing you great music, fantastic memories.
Yeah. The memories. We all were a part of that last year, so thanks for having me last year. X-Ray, Six Beats Under fans, I will be joining all three nights, spinning some shoegaze and post-punk each night, so thanks for having me back, and it's super fun. I'm super excited. Last year, it was at the Fixin' 2, but they're an arcade now,
right.
So that was a bit of a flip and a switch, and luckily, they helped out. I don't know how that came to be, where Swan Dive was...
Yeah, so same like Booker handles both clubs, and he kind of had some sense that something might be coming down, and so he said, you know, basically they made that switch, and he was like, but hey, I had these dates already set aside for you at Swan Dive,
that's
so
pretty cool.
We were able to just kind of like smoothly move everything over.
That's really sweet. Instead of saying, hey, sorry.
Yeah.
Good luck.
And Swan Dive is a great venue, and it's
more
centrally located, and so I'm really excited about having it there this year.
Legit rock club. Super excited. And who's on the bill with you on Thursday night? It's y'all, Kalai, and
So we have Lazy Legs, and we've got Helen's. Those are two local acts, and then we have Topographies, which is a band featuring Gray Tolhurst, who, if you know the last name,
make your own conclusions.
Yeah, his dad played drums in some famous band, right?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the group, but totally.
It's the Cure. If you don't know, it's the Cure.
Oh my, Brian, why would you give that away? Cat's out of the bag.
Can't take him anywhere.
This is why we can't have nice things. This is why. Now you know. Super excited by that. They're, you know, all things kidding aside, with the band being related to Lowell Tolhurst, they're actually really good. There's no nepotism or anything aside.
I mean, it's like...
They're great.
Ethereal, kind of cold wave.
Post-punk.
Yeah, just mashes up all this stuff in
a
really
so
great
if
way.
I've played here. I played Topographies here on Sick Beats Under, and I do have some stuff tonight that I'll be spinning, but they are just so great in their own right, to the point where I had been listening to them for a while, and I became like X amount of days old when I realized the connection, and I was like, what? I had no idea. I wasn't paying attention. When things are digital now, you don't always read the liner notes because they're not really in front of you. And so I got lazy, not in a lazy leg situation, but I got lazy. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. And I did not realize the connection. And that goes to show they're so amazing in their own right. So I just wanted to put that out there in case Gray or anyone is listening.
Hmm? We are very excited. And David in particular is very, very excited.
Yeah, super excited. Mm-hmm. And who are the other groups that are part of the menagerie, the sort of gaggle of people, if you will, the committee?
So basically you've got Brian and I and David from Kalai, and then we have Ryan and Eric from 10 Million Lights. Really, this whole festival is like Ryan's baby, you know, his idea of he really wanted a fancy birthday party one year.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a music festival.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. I've had conversations with Ryan, and he and I go way back because we both did an event. I want to say it might be 10 years ago. It's called the Fuzzy Ball. And I DJed that as well. And 10 Million Lights was on it. So with the Prids and a bunch of other bands. And so that was a thing that actually was at the Wonder Ballroom, believe it or not. I wonder how they were able to book that venue. Yeah, I have nothing. You have nothing to say.
No, not really.
Worst dad joke ever. I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's me. I did it. Well, I have a track queued up of your band, and the track is called Protector. And talk to me about the song. Talk to me about the album. It's off of We Are Forever on Little Clouds Records. So talk to me about Protector.
Yeah. So it is a song just about this notion of protection. There's a joke, right, that you could say, men say to women, what would you do without us? We weren't here to protect you. And then the woman's response is, well, who would I need protection from? And so it's a little bit along those lines.
Yeah.
But also I wanted to feature the track because we have some backing vocals from another local artist named Evelyn Gray. She's amazing. Love her work. And so I just we're on a Portland radio show. We've got another Portland artist guesting on the track. Why not?
Why not? All right, here's the song Protector. This is Kalai off of their album We Are Forever, right here on X-Ray FM and Six Beats Under. That was Topography. Since we were speaking about them, I thought, well, let's just throw in a track. And that song is called Heatwave, and it is, in fact, an absolute banger of a track. We heard Protector off the album We Are Forever. The artist, of course, is Kalai, who's in studio here at X-Ray FM, and got a track queued up that I wanted to open up with. The track is called Fix Your Heart, and it's a band that you were in, I want to say, is it before Kalai? Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
Can we say that? It's before
we,
now?
We can say before. I mean, I always think of bands as they're taking naps as opposed to, you know, just taking an extended nap. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Right. All right. Yeah. Taking a pause. Is there a chance that Luscious Apparatus would return or come back for the nap? Or is it just too hard to say?
I can't see the future. I do not have a crystal ball. So okay. I'm going to say, I don't say never.
Never say never?
Exactly.
Okay, right? Which is like, okay. And then, so talk to me about this track. So you hooked me up with this track. Is this a track that wasn't really released, or is this something
Yeah,
that
so this is, Luscious Apparatus, we actually have a whole EP that is fully recorded. It just needs to be mixed and mastered. This was an initial rough mix that I decided to go ahead and master myself.
All right.
I just thought it would be fun to bring this in.
Yeah.
And I get to do it because this is the one song in the band that did not start with Jack. It was one that I wrote and brought into the band. And then we all kind of like adjusted it and changed it. So this is like my one big contribution to Luscious Apparatus.
Yeah. And there's some overlap members, right? So you were in Luscious Apparatus as well as Daniel, right?
Yeah. Daniel was drummer.
Yep.
There too.
Yep. And the name, is it because Jack or maybe you, or I would think Jack is a big Recoil fan, or?
It is a Twin Peaks reference.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yes. You
or
know,
maybe Recoil
it is,
was
it is,
a Twin Peaks.
Well, Luscious Apparatus is the Recoil reference.
Okay.
I'm saying the track title. Oh. Track title, Fix Your Heart, is a reference to Twin Peaks, The Return.
All right. Well, we're going to play that. And if you want to chat with the band, you just have a request, you want to just say hello, 971-220-KXRY is the text line. In the meantime, this is Luscious Apparatus right here on X-Ray FM and 6 Beats Under.
We should... Thank you.
All right. This track is called Dreaming off the album Stars. And this is Lost Echoes, which is a group that Brian was in that is napping with Luscious Apparatus.
Brian and David. That was David.
David singing.
Vocalizing and me bass playing.
Bassizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then prior to that, if you're just tuning in, was Fix Your Heart by Luscious Apparatus. We heard some Topographies prior to that, some Kalai doing the song Protector off their latest album, We Are Forever. And at the top of the hour, we heard some 10 Million Lights. And these are some groups that are either napping or on the Dream Gaze PDX Festival. So we're pretty excited that it's happening in the next couple of days. I'm going to try and squeeze in some other Dream Gaze PDX bands in the next hour, but you know, an hour just it flies by, y'all.
It does, and we can't get three nights of music, you know, into 1 hour. So you need to come out to Swan Dive.
That's
later this week. It's just what you need to do,
and it's just not the same as live music. We, you know, given the I don't know, the rife in this world. I don't want to get too political. I don't want to get political on my show, but we all know we're hip cultured. Dark souled characters who love art and beautiful, dreamy, gazy, dark music. And of that persuasion, what I'm trying to say is we need art to get through. We need music to get through these kind of, for the lack of a better phrase, terrible times. It's the terrible times here in the world.
Yeah. Hey, you know, strangely enough, that's exactly why I wrote that record that's coming out in October. Yeah.
Were you almost going to call it Terrible Times?
It was on the list, but you know, we decided let's try to be a little bit more hopeful. We Are Forever.
We Are Forever.
Right.
But underneath it, it is called, AKA, Terrible Times.
Yeah.
So we, just to get out of the terrible times, we're gonna arc back a little bit further into Brian's world, and this is a group that he was pretty excited about being a part of.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about it. We got a track. This is not Lost Echoes. This is a group that you were in prior to that.
Well, yeah, it's a project that I did with a gentleman. I hope he's still out there, Justin Schweitzer. When I was in the bowels of Orange County, California. We recorded this together back in 2014.
Was this Garbage Grove, Anna Slime? Where were you?
I was actually in one of the only parts of the county that I actually enjoyed, which is the city of Orange.
Fair.
It has that cool little downtown.
Absolutely, it's, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I was living in Orange. I met Justin on the Craigslists and was like, I'd been looking for a project forever, and when I see this guy from Orange County that says shoegaze, I was like, what? And
yeah,
we connected, and he was a really fantastic songwriter, and we wrote 4, 5, 6 songs. I forget how many are on this record, but yeah, and then it just was like we made the album and played one show, and that was that. And last I checked, he was in, I think, Argentina.
Random.
With a young woman who fell in love with this record. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
And she found the record when we had it online on social media, and mm-hmm. they fell in love, and he moved down there to be with her.
Wow.
And I hope that's still working out.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
I hope that it all worked out, because the track that we have is called Never Be Okay. And I hope that does not ring true for your friend.
No, I hope he is very
much okay.
Yeah.
And also, Brian, I didn't want to forget, but I want to say hi to your mom, Donna, who's, I'm hoping she's tuned in.
She is tuned in.
All
yeah,
right.
She's going to love that.
Hi,
mom.
Hi, Brian's mom, Donna. This is a track. Now the group is called, the project was called Paris, Ohio. And I already gave it away, but the track is called Never Be Okay, right here on 6 Beats Under and X-Ray FM.
Thank you. something's wrong. Still so tired, but I wanna quit, 'cause I can't get away from it.
X-Ray FM is proud to support our friends at Dreamgaze PDX, a three-day festival of shoegaze, dream pop, and post-punk music with regional and national touring acts including The Asteroid No. 4, Brief Candles, Dark Soft, Cool Heat, and many more. Thursday, September 25th through Saturday, the 27th. Tickets, lineup, and more information at dreamgazepdx.com.
Lovely band called Helens, and a track is called Whittle. Prior to that, we heard Black Knight Crash, track called Signals, and we tried really hard to play some Paris, Ohio.
Yeah.
I think it was a defaulty CD. Tried my best, my friends. We did.
Yeah, apparently so that CD will never be okay.
It will never be okay. Yeah. It hurt.
I didn't know CDs went bad, but yeah, apparently maybe they do.
They probably hurt. The CD probably hurt us talking about it.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Well, we tried. Thank you, Margaret.
No problem. So we've got another track queued up of Kalai, and the track is called Falling. Now, this track has already been released for just a tiny bit, maybe a couple weeks now.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Yep.
And it's off the same album.
It's off the same record, second single. This is one we are, I think, David and I jammed around at his house for a little bit, and I took like little memo recordings, and then I turned those little bits into a song and said, David, here, you sing it. You go figure out the wordy word stuff.
Yeah, you do that. And you both rotate back and forth, and what kind of leads to the different vocal choices? Who decides who's going to sing? Is it the words? Or is it?
I mean, sometimes it's like who has something to say. I think when I wrote this, it came out sounding very like, it definitely got like a post-punk thing. I'm like, oh, David, your voice is like perfect for that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, why would I sing this? Right. Yeah. Your voice is like perfect for this kind of song. So mm-hmm. you should sing it.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this has been Kalai, Kate and Brian in the band. We're going to play a couple more tracks, including this one off of their album, We Are Forever. And I want to mention it. You know, we heard the wonderful, very like commercial-esque voice promoting Dreamgaze PDX. And that is because it is X-Ray sponsored. It's an X-Ray sponsored. Yay.
We love X-Ray. We love X-Ray.
Yay. And I love X-Ray. And I'm really excited that I've had the opportunity to do a couple of shows. And they've all been in partnership, in tandem with X-Ray FM. They really stand behind local music. They really want to be a part of the local scene. They want to be out there. They want to support music. And so not just from these four walls of this building in which we broadcast out, but also just to get out there and be like, hey, let's be a part of live music. We know how important it is, especially as we mentioned earlier in the program, you know, in these trying times, get out there, be a part of the community, be a part with your friends, go support live music, support art any way you can. And it's just the best therapy, in my opinion. It's best money well spent, really. It's just to go out and hang out with people who like what you like. And it's a community.
Exactly. Like, and that for me is the entire reason why I wanted to be involved with the Dreamcase thing. Like, I mean, I got my start in like DIY punk scene kind of things, and like it kind of saved my life as a teenager. So like, let's bring that community spirit to this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So as mentioned, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week is Dreamgaze PDX at Swan Dive. You can still get tickets. You can also get them at the door. Anything you'd like to do is it's all good. So keep it here at X-Ray FM. Just checking that it was my headphones. Don't mind me. Don't mind us. All right, Kalai, here we are. We'll be right back. want to thank Kalai for being on the air. This is Helen's. No, actually, don't quote me. This is Mo Dottie, right? That was Mo Dottie, yeah. Yeah. So I got confused. It just doesn't take much for me on a Monday night with so much chaos. Gonna leave you with another band that was on Dream Gaze. Do not touch that dial. Sadder Stars at the top of the hour. Good evening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.